and then one time my farmer had a cow, stinking sick. And so she put it right out there and I said, fell somewhere, I thought a buzzard eat her.
Hmm.
Buzzard didn't touch her. You know, buzzard eat dead animals.
Mm-hmm.
Buzzard didn't bother her. He had to turn around and had a big hole and bury her.
Really?
Hmm. Okay. Did you ever hear a cow have tick fever?
Hmm.
They do.
What happens to them?
They get sick.
Die?
No. If they take all ticks off of them, doctor them. They got back and they come back and doctor them. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of ticks go on and make half fever.
Mm-hmm.
They get big as your thumb nail, them ticks.
It's be a problem.
Well, yeah, they got ticks in town. Dogs get ticks. You know, my dog, she picks ticks off her dog all the time. Heard one woman said she put a dog's leg one kind of ticks, got her blood.
Hmm.
There was no way I heard her.
Yeah.
And she had a dog so long.
Uh-huh. Well, let me ask you, you know, talking about horses, what do people call the male horse? He's the...
Stud.
Mm-hmm. What about the female?
Mare.
Mm-hmm. Or say, you know those things that you put on the bottom of horses' feet to protect them? What would you call those?
Shoes.
Have you ever heard of people playing a game with those things?
Mm-hmm. Come horsey game.
What do? You just...
Throw them on a stick. Sometimes if they hit a stick, you win, or sometimes you lose.
Mm-hmm.
So how many you go on a stick?
You ever
stick.
Play that?
I see my son and I played one time. Well, that's the others. You play horseshoe.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you know what you call the parts of the horse's feet that you put those shoes on?
Their feet.
Ever heard that called anything else?
Hoof.
Same thing?
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned sheep. Have you ever heard of any people in the country around here ever raising any sheep?
Well, there's a man called Sylvia, she got two sheep.
What is she raising for?
I don't know. Just got them over there. Just got two big sheep. I always thought that sheep, well, I used to hear on movies that the killer men didn't like sheep because they eat ruined grass.
Mm-hmm.
But that grass out ruined.
Well, if a man...
It's sheep and goats.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know, Bible speaks about sheep and goats.
What's that?
Bible.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we used to use those for often. Sex
right.
Vehicle.
Right.
Sheep and goats.
Well, what about, if a farmer is raising a lot of sheep, what is he probably raising them for, do you imagine?
I imagine some raising mostly for the wool. See, once a year they tear them, you know, and get the wool and sell the wool.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's like clothes out of, a sheep wool.
Do you happen to know what you...
And a lot of people, they take them, kill them, you know, and sell it. Meat. Sheep and goat milk. Meat. And some people use, drink that goat milk. Doctor tell them, drink that goat milk.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good for them.
Do you happen to remember what you call the male sheep?
I don't know what they call a male sheep. You mean female or male?
Either one of them.
A male sheep they call a billy goat.
You ever heard it called a ram?
That's something else. That's not a kind of animal.
Well, what about the female?
I don't know what they call her, but they call male goat, billy goat.
Have you ever heard...
Because I know he expression called my son all that time. He's old billy goat. Because his name Bill.
Oh, yeah.